It is 8:42 on this Wednesday morning. Time for today's edition of Northeast Colorado Talks. I'm Alec Creighton. Our topic today is the Fall Harvest Car Show that's coming up in downtown Fort Morgan 2 weeks hence. And Scotty Hicks is in the studio with us this morning. It's feeling like fall out there. It must be time for the Fall Harvest Car Show.
You know, it's like here before you know it. We do so much planning throughout the year and everything else, and all of a sudden you get up and it's September and it's here. And it's like, oh boy, okay, are all our T's crossed, are all our I's dotted?
Right.
And once again, the crew has come through like they always do year after year. Things are ready to go, and we are looking so forward to our 26th annual car show.
The 26th annual, and it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Yes,
so
it
Friday,
is.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up, and wow, 26 years, and it's grown over the years, I think.
It has, and last year, of course, our 25th anniversary show was just outstanding, and believe it or not, we have as many cars registered for this year as we did last year. And
already
ready to go. I mean, we drew a lot of new cars from last year for the 25th anniversary.
Right, and everybody had a good time.
Everyone had a great time, and they are coming back. And we have the town of Fort Morgan to thank for that. Of course, they make everything so welcoming, and they make our car show a huge success.
Yeah. Well, and when you say the city of Fort Morgan, you're not just talking about the city government.
The
plus
whole city.
The whole community.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, it takes a lot of sponsorship to do this.
Yes.
And our sponsors are fabulous. They have stepped up year after year to help us put on this great show. Every year it grows exponentially, leaps and bounds.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've got to bring some good walking shoes, because if you're going to see all the cars, you're going to cover several blocks.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And we had a little apprehension with all the road work going on. But
right.
It looks like
everything
is cleared
together,
and put back together just in time for the show. And
they did it just for you.
I'm sure they did. Thank you very much, road crew.
Yes.
But Friday, September 18th, okay, we do have registration will be open at 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. to get into the main show on Saturday, of course. We got coming up at 6 p.m., enjoy the rock and roll classic music. We got all kinds of great things. Also, 6 o'clock, cruising Main Street. That's another big thing.
Right.
You know, and once again, thank you, road crew.
Yeah,
we
to
don't
make that available.
We don't have to alter the route.
Right.
So that works out great for us. And also, we have something kind of new this year. We've got, in conjunction with the Block, who does a Friday night outdoor movie.
Okay.
All right. Along with, they have a couple of food trucks there. That starts from 8 to 8:30. And then when at dusk, they show, they're going to show Cars.
The Pixar animated movie Cars. Okay, right.
Yeah, they're going to do the movie Cars.
That's their food truck Friday night anyway. So we can come for the food and stay for the movie.
Absolutely. So,
and bring our car.
Either cruise or sit in your car and watch a great movie.
Right.
Because they're going to do it on the big blow-up screen outside. So that's Friday night. Saturday, of course, is the main event.
Right.
All right, the big show and shine. And breakfast will be available. We'll have plenty of food trucks. I mean, the whole south end of the park, is lined with any kind of food that you would like. And we have so many vendors and wonderful vendors that supply so much food for us. It's wonderful. From 10 to 4 p.m., of course, enjoy all the shopping in downtown Fort Morgan. All right, that's going to be, everything's going on. And if you're looking to get away from the heat for a little while, at noon, Culver's, of course, we're going to be doing a free movie there. At noon, the movie Le Mans is
Le
going
Mans.
To be
okay, I don't know that one. That's at the Culver 4. And
that's going to be at Culver 4, yes.
Okay.
So a little midday break,
okay,
if you'd like. You know, enjoy
a little
the
air conditioning if we need it.
Enjoy the air conditioning and a free movie.
Free. That's you're singing my song.
Believe me, when you get our age, you look for the coupons to clip. Okay, and that's the norm of life.
Right, you know? Right.
But that's going to be at noon, and then we've got from 4 to 7 p.m. We've got the classic rock and roll music band going to be up on stage at the band shell, of course.
Okay.
We'll have a DJ playing music all day long, so you can enjoy all your favorite tunes and not wear down your battery listening to your car radio. So that's always a plus.
Right. We don't mind people running down their battery to listen to their radio, but it's fine on this occasion.
It's okay on this occasion. But yeah, you know, of course, B106 is going to be broadcasting anyway, so.
Right.
You know, but we're looking forward to it. And then, of course, Sunday at 8:30, the Sunrise Optimist Poker Cruise.
Ah, okay.
Okay. They're going to have their poker run starting at 8:30 a.m. And from 8:30 to noon, show and shine on Main Street, of course. And 11 a.m. is when we start handing out all of the hardware,
The
trophies for the participation vote.
Okay.
So that is well worth it. I've seen, I got a glimpse of the trophies. They look awesome.
They're going to be fun this year.
They look awesome.
So you have various different trophies, and those are like picked in different ways?
Some of the trophies, yeah. We do have the Mayor's Choice,
okay.
Police Chief Choice,
okay.
Fire Chief, I believe, so on and so forth. And then our 50 top vote getters.
Okay.
All right, will be awarded trophies. So all in all, we've got close to...
Who gets to vote?
All of the participants.
All the participants.
Yes, in your goodie bag, you will get...
Peer selected.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, very nice.
In your goodie bag, you will get your ballots.
Okay.
This is where you can walk around, look at all the cars, vote on your favorite cars. I believe you got 5 choices.
Okay.
And then our team will diligently...
Compile all of the
votes,
okay.
And that will determine our winners for the 50 trophies.
Very, very nice. Well, and the trophies, that's just icing on the cake. I mean, the getting to hang around with everybody and see everybody's vehicles.
Oh,
and stuff.
Absolutely. It is a great get together, and you know, this is where I really like to invite the younger crowd. All right, if you have a car, it's half price. Okay. I think it's $20 or $25,
okay.
I think.
All right.
So we're giving you a break. Get your car in here. And not only do you get to show and shine your car, okay, and it can be a car that's maybe under construction.
It
doesn't matter. Okay. Bring it on down. Get involved.
Okay.
Get involved in the car show. And the one thing that I always tell our young people is, when you get a chance, go up and talk to some of these other car owners. They are a wealth of information.
Oh, I'm not a young car owner, but it's a history lesson that...
Very much.
And the stories that go with the vehicle, either restoring it or using it or how they found it or why they picked that one.
Exactly.
It's so much fun.
You know, there's so much nostalgia and so many memories wrapped up in a lot of vehicles.
Yeah.
There are so many different facets to rebuilding a car. Of course, mechanical, cosmetic, body, whatever the case may be. And this is an open-air classroom, okay? It's a master class in car restoration because these guys, some of the old-timers, have gone through it all.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where you get hands hands-on experience.
Yeah, you learn maybe their techniques, or sometimes it's hard to find the parts to do what you need, and that's
exactly.
a skill in itself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little hard to find that Rambler front bumper, you know. But
I know a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're going to come across a guy who knows a guy where you're going to be able to get that bumper.
Yeah.
So, you know, the younger crowd, by all means, you are more than welcome to come in. And we love seeing a lot of the younger crowd coming in. As a matter of fact, last year, if memory serves me correctly, we actually had, I think, 5 or 6 of the younger crowd who actually won trophies.
Very nice.
They were
Very
within nice. The top 50 vote getters. And to see a young person come in with a car that they're very proud of.
Right.
Okay. And do this and be rewarded for it. Okay. Nothing beats that.
Yeah.
Nothing beats that.
A great way to get started. So so there's a small entry fee for the participants.
Yes.
We, of course, have to pay at the food trucks. But other than that, it's free to
Pretty
take
much.
In the music and,
Pretty
the,
much.
And see
oh,
the cars.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. The movies are free. The entertainment is free. Everything that goes along with the car show, the cruising, we just ask that, you know, if you are going to cruise, please be careful out there on Main Street. It's an open cruise, okay? So that means that there is still traffic.
Ah, okay.
All right. That you have to...
There'll be civilians
yes,
on the street.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and don't forget, there's also a lot of pedestrians that are still walking around looking at a lot of these cars.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you kind of misbehave, you can always trust your man or trust your car to the man with the star. So
they will be in.
And if you know where that came from, you're about as old as I am.
Yeah. In this case, we're not talking about the Texaco gas station.
No. So
let me just kind of reset here real quick.
Sure.
We're visiting with Scotty Hicks. We're talking about the Fall Harvest Car Show. It's in downtown Fort Morgan. It's coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month of September. And you have dozens and dozens and dozens of vehicles that will be in town that day.
Oh, boy. Dozens probably wouldn't even cover the first block.
Right,
but
yeah. So we're talking hundreds.
Last year we had well over 350 cars.
Yeah.
This year, our
so
registration.
That's almost 10 dozen.
Yes. our registration.
No, it's more than that. Oh, 30 dozen.
Yeah.
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 Where's my math?
left back in eighth grade somewhere.
Well, I have my shoes on that place.
There you go. But, yeah, it's our registration is right up with last year, and we could not be more happier with the response that we've had for our 26th annual car show here for the Fall Harvest Car Show.
So if people want to find out more, maybe they haven't entered their car before, how does the person get more information, Scotty?
Well, the best way to go is, in today's world, of course, is the internet.
Right.
You can get a hold of...
Some of these cars are pre-internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, some of these cars are pre-AM radio. So it's... But you can go to our website, which is at the bottom of the list here, down here. Here it is, fallharvestcarshow.com. And our website has been all totally reworked.
Okay.
Very easy to navigate. If you're getting that last-minute registration put together, please go to fallharvestcarshow.com.
And still time to register?
Oh, plenty of time to register.
Okay.
We will be registering cars right up to Friday night, September 18th.
Okay. All right.
So if you do come into town, you want to hang around for the show, you want to get your car into the show, once again, Friday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., we will have people in the gazebo at the park there so you can get your car registered.
Okay. It's a fantastic tradition in downtown Fort Morgan. Even if you're not a car person, come out, see the vehicles, talk to the car owners. It's a great history lesson and cultural lesson, and You might even learn some mechanical tips.
Oh, right? believe me. You know, it's a lot of the effort and everything that goes into these cars, okay, are just phenomenal. And it's not just the old cars either. You know, we're seeing imports coming in, okay? We're seeing some of the old Mazdas coming in. We see Toyota. It's really amazing, all right, how even with the younger generation, okay, maybe you weren't around for that 69 Chevelle when it came out, okay? But there are still plenty of classic cars, okay? Anything that's 20 years old, you can actually get antique plates for. So, you know, my pickup truck
I was going to say, my current vehicle is almost to qualify.
My pickup truck is very close to qualifying to that. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Well,
so
that's a fun note to end on, and it's just a big deal with all those vehicles, and it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Yes.
And we appreciate your telling us about it, and thanks to everybody that makes this happen.
It is always a pleasure to come to B106 and come and do... You know, and play radio with you guys and have a lot of fun.
All right. Appreciate it. Scotty Hicks with the Fall Harvest Car Show, our guest this morning.